Welcome to Impact, the Conservation Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Heimbuch. And if you are a visual storyteller with a love for all things wild, then you're in the right place. From conservation to creativity, from business to marketing, and everything in between, this podcast is for you, the conservation visual storyteller who is ready to make an impact. Let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to this quick tip episode. So last week, we had sort of the first real rain of fall here on the Oregon coast where I live, that kind of rain that comes in, and you know, weather-wise, this is officially the transition away from any kind of summer weather and fully into fall weather. And it was wonderful, finally having that stormy, windy, rainy weather come in and really make sure that you know that you've transitioned to a new season. And so we have this woods that's near our house, and my partner Nick and I, we love to go hiking in there almost every day. So in between rainstorms and showers, we headed out into the woods for a hike with the dog. And it was so much fun because right away you could tell that a lot of the forest was really happy that rain was here as well. I immediately saw a western red-backed salamander walking on the trail, which is kind of rare. Usually I have to roll logs or look around for them, but to have them actually up moving around on the forest floor in the middle of the day, that was just really cool to see. And there were newts absolutely everywhere. We had to really watch our step to make sure that we didn't step on a newt or a banana slug. And the mushrooms are just going crazy right now. It's that perfect time to go mushrooming. In fact, we found a chanterelle that we brought home and cooked up with dinner. There were lobster mushrooms. I found a reishi mushroom and even boletes. There was just so much out there. It's like a food bonanza in the forest right now. And you know, while we were walking, one of the things that I realized was, you know, it feels really great to not only be out here seeing all this great stuff, but to know what it is that I'm looking at. So for example, to be able to identify mushroom species and which ones we can bring home with us for dinner and which ones to steer clear of, or just evidence of other animals that are eating these mushrooms and knowing who was there and the different types of wildlife that is feeding in different ways, realizing that I could look at sign and see, okay, well, this was from a squirrel, this was from an elk, oh, a bear just came through here. And it felt just great to be able to look out at this woods and even with my very limited naturalist knowledge, to be able to recognize so much of what's going on around me. And if I don't recognize it, but I'm curious about it, to know how to ask questions and to know what to observe and take notes of so that I'd be able to look up whatever I wanted to look up when I got home. And, you know, there's been a lot of resources that have really helped me in developing my naturalist skills to where they are now, even though I have so far to go in terms of naturalist knowledge. Once you really start getting into it, you realize how much there is to learn. But even for the limited amount that I have, there's been a lot of different resources that have played a big role for me. For instance, I have sitting in front of me right now a book called Botany in a Day: The Patterns Method of Plant Identification. And this book has been so awesome because it gives you a way to look at plant identification in a way that is really strategic. So instead of feeling like you need to just memorize your field guide, it gives you a way to say, oh, I recognize these patterns in the way these leaves are or the way these petals are. So since I recognize that pattern, I know what family it belongs to, and then therefore I can really get down into what species it is and so on. It gives you a way to understand how to look at something, to know more about that thing, to be able to find out more. And that's just one of the examples of resources that have really helped to train my brain in not just knowing things, but knowing how to learn things that I want to learn about when it comes to nature, whether it's track or sign or species, whatever it may be. And that's played a huge role in my photography, because not only does it give me great information for what species are around and what they're up to and understanding what behavior is going on and when to expect species to appear so that I can be able to photograph them, but it's also, I think, fueled curiosity. And curiosity fuels my photography, not only from what I actually create photos of, but in formulating projects, in identifying stories that I want to tell, in digging deeper into ideas so that I really get at the heart of something that is the spark of a great story or a great project or a great lead into another idea that I might want to pursue. And because I feel so deeply about these naturalist skills and what a gift it is to start to dig into them, I feel really strongly about helping everybody else dig into naturalist skills too. If this is something that is even remotely a curiosity for you, and as a nature photographer, I'm sure it is, I feel really passionate about sharing resources, whatever I'm studying or ways to get started. So I have a resource that I really want to put into your hands. It's a guide for 5 naturalist skills that transform your photography. And inside of it, I dig into what the 5 skills are, these 5 skills that I think are the absolute for sure starting point for anyone who wants to build their naturalist skills. And then I dig into the resources that I've used to be able to develop those. I've even included some of the templates that I use in my own naturalist practice. So you have templates that you can just start using right away. So if you're curious about what kind of naturalist skills could help advance your photography, or where to get started, or if you already have skills, where to dig in deeper, I'd absolutely love for you to download this free guide. It's absolutely free. You can get it in the show notes of this episode, or by typing into your browser, jamieh.com/skills, jamieh.com/skills. And you can download the guide for free. It is chock full of information and exercises and resources. And I know for a fact that my photography has gotten better because of the time that I've invested outside of it, studying all of this stuff. And also just walks in the woods are that much more fun. Paddles on the river are that much more fun. Even walks around the city are that much more fun when you can really engage with the nature that is happening around you. So I hope that this guide is something that you find really useful and fun. Again, you can get it for free by going to jamieh.com/skills, jamieh.com/skills. Enjoy, head outside, go play in the mud or the rain or whatever environment you're in. Go have fun out in the dirt and the bright, clear sky. And if you are enjoying these quick tip episodes and you don't want to miss a single one, just make sure that you're subscribed to this podcast. So from wherever you're listening to this podcast now, just hit pause and make sure to tap the subscribe button. And that way you'll get every quick tip episode when they roll out. I don't always share or advertise that a new episode is out like I do with my main Tuesday episodes. So if you want to get them right when they roll out, just make sure to subscribe to the podcast. And meanwhile, I will talk to you again next week. Thank you so much for listening to the very end of this episode, and I want to give you a reward for the attention and the dedication that you just showed. I have made something extra special for you. It is a 45-second quiz that reveals your unique personality as a visual storyteller. See, as photographers and filmmakers, we all have our own unique creative strengths as well as some weaknesses to be aware of. And this quiz will not only reveal your creative super strengths, but also provide you with a customized action plan to put those strengths into action. You can head to jamieh.com/quiz to find out your unique storyteller personality. That's jamieh.com/quiz. I hope that you have so much fun learning about the unique personality that you bring to your storytelling.